All those folks have a chance to win. We'll draw the winner coming up in just about 10 minutes on KVTA.
Workforce Wednesday, a snapshot of local employer resource information, is brought to you by the Workforce Development Board of Ventura County, bringing people and opportunities together.
And welcome back to Workforce Wednesday, a monthly broadcast from the Workforce Development Board of Ventura County. The Workforce Development Board recently announced the winners of the 2015 WIB Awards of people who have made outstanding contributions to building our Ventura County workforce. The Youth Opportunity Award went to the Crown Plaza Ventura Beach for providing more than 100 summer school internships. Here to tell us more about it, our first, Victor Dollar, Vice President of Sales for Brighton Management and Chair of the Workforce Development Board of Ventura County. Also, Douglas Wood, General Manager of Crown Plaza Ventura Beach and Vice Chair of the Ventura County Lodging Association. Gentlemen, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning.
It's great to have you here this morning. So let's start off with Victor. The Workforce Development Board is partnering with business and education to develop career pathways in hospitality and other industry sectors. What are the career pathways and why are these important?
Well, career pathways are actually bringing the educational and your business together. And under the great leadership of Cheryl Moore and the Workforce Development Board, we've been able to secure at least two grants right here in Ventura County, one for the Oxnard Unified School District and one for the community colleges. So when we're looking at the career pathways, we're trying to introduce some of our younger students into a career and trying to get with the educational department to bring out the classes and the needs and that we as businesses need. Hospitality, one, but we've also got manufacturing and healthcare that we've been bringing together.
And in hospitality, it's like the old story of the mailroom. If you look at somebody who can start at one point in an industry and really work their way all the way up, not only through work experience, but education too, this is definitely a job that you started with and a job that could become a lifetime career.
That is true. And we've been very fortunate with, again, with Workforce Development and the Lodging Association, Oxnard College. We're actually bringing back the hospitality program to Oxnard College. They had the culinary program and dropped the hospitality, but we've actually brought it back and it's starting again, which is going to be great for our industry.
Outstanding. Now, Doug, congratulations first on the Youth Opportunity Award. Very nice.
Thank you.
Excellent award. The Crown Plaza certainly has shown a commitment to providing youth internships. Tell us about the programs you have.
We have a couple. The one that specifically with the Unified School District, we get anywhere from 15 to 30 students each year. And they go into all the departments. A hotel, as Victor will tell you, is sort of like a city within a city. There's a lot of job opportunities, cross-mixing. So each one of the students does two departments during their six-week stay. And then we train them, and they get to see what life after school is about in the workforce.
And they get a really good idea if this place is for them.
Right, because hospitality is not for everyone.
Yeah. Well, it is, you know, and there could be something, a derivative of that word that takes a certain personality that can not only be very kind and engaging, but also handle issues as they come up 24/7.
That is correct.
Holidays, the whole deal. That's the way it goes. All right, Victor, I understand that several hotels in the area offer a variety of work experience opportunities for young people. Give us some examples of those.
Well, as Doug mentioned, one, but our Marriott Hotel, Ventura Beach, you know, also has a program with Rio Mesa School with special needs students, and they come in twice a week. We give them various duties to do around the hotel, everything from food and beverage to housekeeping to, you know, tagging along with engineers. And so that's done twice a week. And actually, our hotel has actually hired two individuals with special needs. One of them is now currently in our laundry department, which we're very proud of, and very proud of him to be able to cross that bridge and get actually a full-time job.
And I didn't even think of it. When you look at these places, first of all, we have beach properties here in Ventura County, which make them even more attractive to visitors from all over the world as they come through the Southern California area. But when you do look at the size of your properties, I mean, these are mini power plants. They have there's a lot of engineering behind it, not only in the idea of this is a great question to ask. Let's see, when am I asking this? At 8:45 in the morning, how many toilets are there in a hotel? Wow. I mean, in one of these big things, you're just like, I got two. How many gallons of water
do you go through?
All of that, and you've got to deal with drought situations. There's so many things you guys have to be concerned with. It's really remarkable. So let's get into some advice here. Doug, what would you advise other employers who might consider having youth internships at their companies? Because dealing with the youths, we were all young once. As adults now, how are we handling them, and how do they get into the workforce?
Yeah, I'd use the Nike phrase, just do it. But really, there's some really good rewards. It's very good to see their energy. They're enthusiastic about the workforce. It's just because they haven't been beaten up enough, you know, in that place. So there's some really good things to see that positive energy coming from them, and they're wanting to learn.
And we get a lot of negative on the kids here. Just a vote from both of you. How is it getting kids into the workforce? Is there a dynamic these days that's different from the old days?
Well, I think, you know, one of the main things are teaching, you know, to be timely. And that's something, if you get a youth and you get them when they're still in school and you can educate them and train them, but many of them aren't used to that. You know, if you say 8 o'clock, that doesn't mean 8:15. So getting them in early and teaching them some of those things of just basics is very important.
I forget who is in here, Rich, with the Workforce Development Board in previous conversations, but the one thing he would give a kid was an alarm clock. I thought that was one of the greatest answers ever. If you could give a kid one gift, it would be an alarm clock.
There's one real large difference that I know we see is their expectations. They think they should be managers within a year and VPs within 3 years. You know, it's not that long-term growth.
Yeah, ramping up, learning all parts of the industry. So when you become boss, you know what it's like in the laundry room. You know what it's like in each department, so you can relate to that directly. So for both of you, from a broader perspective, Ventura County recently was rated the most desirable place to live in America. How does that type of recognition affect workforce development for our local businesses, especially when you look at people that want to come out, kick the tires, see how it is here in Ventura County? One of the best ways is staying at one of our beautiful hotel. So how does that work for you guys?
It's actually really good as a recruiting tool and to retain. The challenging part is housing and rent costs. That's one of the more difficult parts, especially when you get this kind of notoriety. It's going to go up.
Yeah, because you're dealing with an entry-level job that's, you know, from minimum wage up to that 10, 11, 12. Where do you pay rent? So that's got to be one of the issues.
That's true, and that's the hardest part right now is lodging itself, you know, and where do you live? But I agree with Doug too. The recognition though far outweighs it. We will be attracting, you know, a number of talented people to come into the area where we have had some trouble with mid management. I think you'll see, you know, a lot more coming in our direction.
So the opportunities are huge in this area, and we want to make sure that everybody knows that this is an area for their kids. You know, anybody out there that might be a little lost on a career decision could look into this program and work right here in town. Another good way to start is if you're living at home, going to school, it's a great way to get into a job to kickstart not only income, but, you know, maybe a career too.
Right.
It sounds great. Anything else you'd like to add to?
No, I would just encourage our youth to look at that hospitality program at Oxnard. It just started up this summer again. There's many, many opportunities, and, you know, and as mentioned earlier, you know, the hospitality industry, we have engineers, you know, we have housekeeping, we have sales, we have revenue managers, we have front desk.
Accounting.
There's many accounting. There's many, many opportunities for the youth on whatever they may desire in their career.
Yeah, and that is the broad spectrum of jobs is looking pretty good for the industry. The other thing that I like about the community college, these days you can actually go to community college, get a two-year degree there in many different areas, and that can become a lifelong job that pays quite well as opposed to the four-year schools that a lot of people go to. A two-year education with work experience can get you a nice career income.
You can go into middle management very, very quickly by getting that two-year degree.
Sounds great. Well, gentlemen, thank you very much for coming in this morning. We really do appreciate it. For more information about the Workforce Development Board and its programs and services, visit the website at workforceventuracounty.org. That's workforceventuracounty.org.
The business, education, labor, economic development, government, and community organization members of the Workforce Development Board are committed to workforce development for economic vitality in Ventura County. To learn more, go to workforceventuracounty.org.
And it is 8:50 in the morning here on News Talk 1590 KVTA. Again, workforceventuracounty.org. We'll have the winner, the big winner of the four-pack for the San Diego Zoo coming up right after the news.